six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Facebook. I don't think you did. It's only anyway. Anyway, hey guys, we're back. The Real Bourbon Bros here coming back at
again.
The Real Bourbon Bros.
In the saddle.
I know, we had a couple interviews. Yeah. Back in the saddle, Aerosmith, good tune. Good tune. We had a couple interviews. Hope you enjoyed those. Back to back to back, I believe. Now maybe there was one in there that wasn't. Three out of four, I think.
Very enjoyable, too. To have.
Pretty nice. Yeah. Bernie and Jody at Evan Williams Experience. Yeah. And then we had Kyle Henderson, True Story. So,
True Story.
Shit. Yeah, no shit. But tonight we're back with some.
That would be a good next one.
No shit.
Next brain we could tell Kyle. Hey, Kyle, do you ever think of this one? No shit.
That's classic. I don't know if I could use it as the title of this episode, but maybe I will.
I don't know.
I'll put a little asterisk or something there.
Yeah.
You get us, Steve and Gary. Yeah. So. We're coming at you tonight post debacle of the election or post whatever you want to look at it that.
Good
maybe for some, bad for some. Depends on how you align yourself. But bourbon helps everything, whether you're celebrating or whether you are drowning your sorrows. So
I don't know if it's sorrows. It would be trying to be optimistic for the future. That's all.
There you go. I think that's a good mature.
Yes.
Nonpartisan stance, like, eh, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. There you go. I like that.
We have plenty of whiskey to do that with.
Yes. So. Yes. As long as the whiskey prices don't go up, I'm voting for that person.
Yeah. Hey, how about you funding a little bit more money to Kentucky so they can build more rick houses?
Yeah. There you go. And no. Ooh, here would be a running. Say I was president, and my number one, my number one law I'd implement, right? Would be no secondary price.
If you're caught doing secondary pricing, straight to jail.
Well, unfortunately, that goes against capitalism, and I think that was one of the party persons that didn't get elected. Stores can set prices wherever they want. If people are gonna pay them, man, there's no set prices. Government can't set prices. That's un-American. I think that's one of the candidates who didn't get elected. I think was trying to implement that in groceries. That's probably didn't really help.
Yeah, but why does Michigan have a state minimum that they have to sell it for then?
That's your state, dude.
I know.
We don't.
It's government.
Florida here, man. We're a bunch of hooligans. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Not applicable. Podcast and not a theological podcast. Yeah, so
let's just stick to the podcast and whiskey drinking.
I think there you go.
It does us best.
Yeah, exactly. We're nobody's expert on anything. Okay, so searching for Pappy tonight, and then we're gonna end the show with what's the juice? But in the middle, I think we're gonna squeeze in. Or does he want to start with this? Under the radar whiskey.
So we've
done that on the podcast once or twice before this episode, the segment where
we talked about it, but we didn't give the segment a name, but
yeah. In our social medias, I've definitely posted a few videos on bottles, under the radar whiskey. So bottles that maybe you haven't heard of, or they're new, that are just kind of floating under the radar that we like, or maybe we don't, but, just kind of giving our two cents about it, give you some info on it. So, what's the juice? No, let's do searching for Pappy.
I'm gonna probably feature one of these under the radar, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm gonna taste some of these.
So I'll
start if you don't mind, or unless you want to go.
No, yours.
Oh, the floor is mine. All right. So we have been very lucky to have a lot of influential folks in the whiskey community on our podcast in the past. One of our favorite was Ian Sturzman. He is the master distiller at MGP. If you haven't heard that episode, that's make good, sure you yeah. go back. It was last season, I think. So ever since that podcast, we have had the great opportunity to build a connection with...
A few samples come our way, yeah.
Yeah, with the PR individual, Patrick Berry, for Luxco, who obviously, that's the parent company of MGP company. And a bunch of other companies like Penelope, Remus... Ross and Squibb.
Ian's master distiller.
So we have been getting some sample bottles, and the sample bottle that I got and would like to focus tonight on quickly is the Penelope Private Select Estate Collection bottle. So there you go.
Oh, that's the one. I thought you had picked that up, but they sent that to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so great.
Exactly. It's 101.2 proof, 9 year. It's a blend of straight bourbon whiskeys. And I do have somewhere here, I think. Yeah, I do have the paperwork here. So this was just September 25th, 2024. These were released. And this one is mash bill. The 24 release features a mash bill of 74% corn, 20% rye, 1% wheat, and 5% malted barley. I haven't opened the bottle, so I can't tell you exactly how it tastes or the notes, but they say in the release, rich caramel, vanilla, custard, fruit, cherry fruit on the nose, marshmallow, caramel, sweet cherry, black pepper on the palate. Ooh, that sounds delicious. And a finish, distinct bourbon notes of vanilla, creme brulee, allspice, and a light smoke. So, and these are $80 a bottle, and they are available now. So, again, thanks again, Patrick Berry, for sending us this bottle. We'll definitely open it up and give you our full review of it, but haven't found another bottle of Pappy, but I was lucky enough to have this bottle in hand. So what about you, Steve?
Well, it's been a while. I've collected, you know, I like you, I'm looking for some of those special whiskeys now.
Right.
You know, releases come out every year, and I'm sure they're going to be good, but, you know, I've got quite a few of Elijah Craig's and...
Yeah.
And so, and other whiskeys, of course. But we were on vacation over on the western part of Michigan, and another Michigan distillery called Journeyman is over there in Three Oaks, Michigan. If you're ever in that area, down by Warren Dunes area, Bridgman,
Benton Harbor, there we go.
Benton Harbor, St. Joseph.
Yep.
So it's a nice place. They have two locations. One's in Three Oaks, Michigan, and the other one's in Valparaiso, Indiana. Valparaiso, Indiana. I'm not making this up. And so I was there. We had a bunch of tastes. I'm glad I did because I brought home a couple of bottles here. So they had a Ravenswood 13-year, and this is one that's you can only get at the Journeyman locations, either at the Featherbone Factory or at the American Factory, in those locations. It's the 13-year anniversary whiskey. It's 113 proof. The bottle is very unique. It's actually in the shape of a raven. So it's actually kind of cool, but I've never had a bottle like that. But it's the price is 113 as well, but it's 113 proof. It's made out of four different whiskeys, a four grain whiskey, a high rye, one of their feather rye whiskeys, and one of their more popular bourbons, which is my absolute favorite, is Corsets Whips and Whiskey. So,
hot.
Anyway, that was Ravenswood. I also got two other ones I'll mention. Nana King Rye, which is a great rye. It's a low proof rye. It's only 90 proof, but it's excellent rye of theirs. And then my favorite was Election Day Rye Whiskey, two-term, which is a 8-year two-term bourbon. So, I'm sorry, rye whiskey.
Is this sourced juice, or they?
No. They might source some juice, but I think they have a pretty big facility. They harvest their own
rye and corn and everything there, and they age it there and distill it and everything. So
nice.
As far as I know, I think, I mean, could have been some of it could have been sourced, but I never got into that right now.
Okay, but you enjoyed your samples there, and you had a good...
I did. So anyways, Three Oaks, Michigan.
Three Oaks.
But Journeyman can get it. You can get them a lot of places, so I'm not sure if it's down in Florida.
I may have seen that on the shelves. I'll have to look next time. There's so many...
It's a nice square bottle, which doesn't give you any...
yeah, that's real specific. Yeah. All right, Journeyman. Check them out, guys. Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have them on the show soon. I don't know.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. All those good things. I did complete a trip to Ireland recently, and we will have a recap, an Irish whiskey podcast coming up here in a few weeks. But I did get like 6 bottles from Ireland. I'm not going to go through all those right now. I'll recap those, like I said, in the future. But that was something exciting where I was for a couple, almost 2 weeks there. So the other bottle I want to focus on, this will transition us into the next segment, unless you have anything else for Searching for Pappy, Steve.
I did pick up another 2 bottles just quickly.
Yeah.
Dragon's Milk Origin has had a bonded release.
That's out of Michigan, sure. New Holland.
Yep, that's out of, it's again, another Michigan. And one just in Indiana, Hard Truth. I picked up their Sweet Mash Wheated Bourbon. Also a bottled in bond.
Nice.
Bottles.
So 100 proof. So nice.
I'm going to be trying this in just a little bit, I think.
Oh, stay tuned for Steve and his
bottle opening. That's all the right. Pain.
So I had a couple more bottles, but I think this is the one I just wanted to focus on. Actually, I did have one more, didn't I? What did I get? Oh, that was Irish whiskey.
What did I get?
I'm looking around. Oh, I got the Heaven Hill grain to glass rye. Ooh,
that's right.
Yeah, I got that. So I sampled that with you in Kentucky, you know, back in
And I got the
September.
Bottle.
You got that bottle, but I had the high rye bourbon I bought at that time.
Yeah.
But now I went back and was like, let's get the rye. So very excited about that bottle. Haven't opened it, but have tried it. All those Heaven Hill grain to glass products. And there's one more too. It's a high wheat bourbon. They're all excellent, so you can't go wrong with them. They're also about $100 too. So, if you have that price, is that price within your range? Yeah, I would definitely recommend any of those 3.
Did I mention Redwood Empire last time?
Yeah, well, I know you mentioned it to me. I don't know if it was on the podcast.
No, because we did one when you were here, but we didn't look at those bottles. But
yeah,
yes, the. Devil's Tower is that's a great upper proof bourbon.
Upper proof, and higher proof.
It's and also there's a Staggering Giant, which is a weeded. So yeah. I would definitely check those out.
I've heard a lot about it, but yeah, I need to do some research on that. I haven't really, I've tried one or two in the past, like last year, but I wasn't like, you know, I didn't go down the rabbit hole with them. So maybe need to. All right.
Screaming Titan, that's what it was. Yeah.
There you go. We'll get into we'll get Redwood in the future. Under the radar whiskey review. I got sent a bottle from Blue Note from Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. This is the Honey Bourbon Cask 24 release. Straight bourbon whiskey finished in honey barrels, 115.7 proof. That's about $65 a bottle. We call this under the radar because a lot of these bottles, there's so many bottles that's saturated, right? And the market is so many one-offs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to bring some bottles to light that you may not have heard of, or bottles that are just new, that are not established, like BTAC. By the way, BTAC was just announced the... proofs and all the mash, and all the notes and all that. All the reviews are coming out for this year's BTAC. So, I regress. So, Blue Note Honey Bourbon Cask. So they finished in a honey bourbon cask, or a honey cask, I should say, not bourbon cask. It is bourbon, finished in a honey barrel. Anyway, I've had a sample of this. Excellent pour. I would recommend this for a nightcap. It's under the radar because it's hard to find. But if you want something that is going to make you nice and warm and help you sleep at night, especially now that winter months are approaching, Blue Note delivers on this product, especially for $65. It has a high viscosity, a thick viscosity, I should say. And it's very sweet, over the top sweet. But there's a lot of depth to it because of the proof, and it hits you pretty solidly. It's not like there and gone.
It's not like a little honeysuckle.
No, it hits you and it lingers on your palate and with the finish. So I feel you're getting your money's worth for the $65 pour. So price per quality pour, I would say, is good. If this was a $150 bottle, I would say don't get it. But for $65, if you can find it, I would definitely recommend it. So thumbs up here.
I'm gonna look out for that.
For the Blue Note. I'll give you a sample.
We're getting Blue Note in Michigan. Calvin at Novi Party Store. Shout out to Calvin. Thank you so much. He's got the Crossroads there, which is one of their flagship products there.
Yeah.
From Blue Note. So I'm sure we'll be getting that one in there.
Nice. Soon. And I should just go back and just put a bow on this. The mash bill. I know everybody asked about the mash bill for the Blue Note.
How much honey cask. Is
it? 85%. No. 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley.
So another 75% corn.
That's 70% corn, 21%. Okay. 21% rye, 9% malted barley. Right. Sorry. Aged honey barrels. It doesn't say. Oh, return the cask, which was aged for a minimum of 3 years, to the agent. Yeah.
3 years in the honey barrels?
Hold on. American. Here it is. There you go. American oak barrels used for finishing were repurposed to produce delicious honey barrel aged honey. The team then returned the whiskey, which was aged for a minimum of 3 years, to the honey infused cask for another round of aging. It doesn't say how long, though.
Probably 8-9 months or whatever.
Yeah, 6-9 months is typically what it is. So, all right. Look out for that one, everybody. Sweet. You got one or you want to?
Sweet honey.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you want to move on to searching?
Yeah.
Not searching, but what's the juice? Or you have one you want to?
What's the juice?
What's the juice? All right. All right. Perfect. Yeah, let's move it on here, get you guys going. What's the juice? Obviously, this is the segment where Steve was sent many samples a while ago.
Where did my sample go?
And he has no idea what they are that I've sent him. And they are labeled, and I have the key to the label, and he gets 5 questions to ask me. What is that?
It's 9 or a 6? No, it's a 6.
A 6. I got to go back and find my notes.
My wife randomized this for me today. I just said, pick a number between 1 and 8, and she said 6, which happened to be one of the vials that were not opened yet. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's luck of the draw there. Well, we'll see. Okay, yeah, so What's the juice?
Weird.
Pour a little bit in my Glencairn here.
See. This is weird. Where are my other notes?
Okay. That's not enough.
15. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 15.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
All right. So let's get this started here. Let me give it a nose.
Oh, look.
It doesn't seem like it's a finished bourbon.
I gotta find my key, dude. I don't know where it went.
I'll tell you where it is.
You've never got one of these right in the history of the show or this segment. So
I know it's very hard, even for us.
That's what she said.
No, veterans.
Veteran
workers.
Like you went to war or something. Outlook. I think it's my Outlook.
Okay.
All right.
The nose is rather pleasant. Not a scotch.
I gotta find my key.
Could be a rye or a high rye bourbon.
These are very, very astute observations. It could be a rye.
A bourbon, or it could be a whiskey.
It could be a whiskey.
Don't make fun of me, man.
All right, I'm sorry. You're just an easy target sometimes. We all are.
I love it. I still love you, though.
You like the abuse.
Huh? Okay, so viscosity is... it's right up there, I think.
Yeah.
About 60, 70%. Okay, let me give it a little Sipperoo.
Sipperoo. No, it's... Why is this not... Outlook notes.
Oh, very tasty front end.
That's what she said.
The front end? How about the back end?
I don't know. She let me go there.
I didn't think you said that. Finish is not bad.
Yeah.
2 out of 3 on the finish. Okay, question-wise, I better get going on this because listeners are dying. Or they're dying in their earphones.
Exactly.
All right, so I got some tasting notes on this lovely dram here.
Number 6. And yes, and did you want to tell me about the notes, or did you want to ask a question?
I want to ask you some questions.
All right, let's do it, sir.
This seems like a... over 100 proof. Is this over 110 proof?
That was a good question.
Or, I mean...
Hold on, I'm finding it.
Do you have that info?
I do have that info. I just got to look at the bottle here. I believe it is. I can give you... here we go. Proof. I don't have the bottle right in front of me.
This is something that, you know, it's not a...
Yes. High proof. It is 104 proof.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It actually tastes like a right around 100, but it's not a high proof whiskey. So
yeah.
So imagine 104. Wow. God, every time you give me these hints, whatever, I just like my mind just goes blank. Well, maybe because I'm drinking it. I don't know, but.
Yes. Maybe your mind is always blank.
It mainly is on only a few select subjects in my life. That's it. But
all right. So it's 104 proof.
Is this a Luxco brand?
No, it is not.
It's not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first question.
That was your second question.
My second question, yes. gosh.
So what are the notes you're getting? Did you already say that? I'm sorry.
Not a lot of vanilla. It's more harsh than that.
Okay.
Not vanilla. A little bit of caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some fruits in there, some sugars. Yep. Toffee, maybe.
Toffee, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Caramel, toffee, yeah.
So sweet, yep.
A little sweetness there. I could be sipping this all night, though.
It's really good. It's a nice middle of the road ABV, too.
Something I would, you know, tell someone if they don't drink to try this neat.
Now you drink.
Don't add any water to it.
No, neat. All right, got 3 more questions.
Okay, is... throwing it out there, is this a rye?
No, it's a bourbon.
I knew that, which is why I just wanted to confirm. That's why I said,
All right, confirm.
I knew it wasn't a rye. Because I've been fooled before.
Don't get fooled again. Yeah,
fool me once. Call me a sucker. No, anyways.
I don't know how that goes.
I know how it goes. I'm just not. Okay.
I can't remember. All right, that's 3. One more sip. Steve is guzzling it back. Oh, nice sip there. So.
It's like a dry whiskey, too. The tannins just pouch out my my mouth there. Blech.
So you think it's aged or not aged?
It's probably above 4 years. Not a two. It's not a 2 year bourbon. It's
yep, correct.
I would say it's probably a 7 year, eight maybe.
All
seven
I know,
year,
all I know is it's over 4 year
bourbon.
I just know it's over four. It's all the information I have.
I think it's a six to eight year bourbon. Let's see. Now I have to narrow down maybe a distillery or a brand. Was this distilled in Kentucky?
I believe so. Yes, Kentucky. You have one more. I mean, this is an outlier. You've never heard of this brand, I'll tell you that.
Okay, I'll just throw another one out there. Is this bottle under $60?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's over 100.
Oh, over 100.
It's your last hint.
Okay, well then, I know it's not Old Carter then.
No, so. Kidding me?
You wouldn't give me even a sample of that.
Mine aren't even open. You gotta. The only way I'm open if you come down here.
Okay, oh,
that's
all right.
Your motivation.
No, okay. So yeah, it's a good bourbon. Price point, maybe above 80, 104 proof. Pretty toffee tasting notes. I give up.
There you go.
Okay, folks. He says it is Old Emmer.
Toasted barrel. Toasted barrel, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Yeah, you're right. I have.
And it's a wheat. Bourbon. It's a finest wheat. It's a wheated bourbon.
It's a wheated bourbon. Very good. Yeah.
See that right there.
Which, yeah.
Toasted barrel.
Little. It's not as harsh as, you know, any kind of, probably has a corn and wheat and.
Yeah. Good luck trying to find information on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 120 at
120. Wow.
And then this other one says it's 90, but I got it as a gift, as a whiskey tasting. I had a few, the reviews are decent. I mean, somebody brought it over and left it here. Like, you can have it. So I think it was like 105, $110 at that time. So like, 140,
yeah,
100.
I wouldn't pay that much for it, but
no, you didn't have to.
It's good. Okay. So what's the juice? Thanks so much, Gary.
Yeah, there you go.
Your turn next time.
There it is. Let me figure out how to stop. There we go. So that brings to the end another episode. So Old Emmer, toasted barrel finish, wheat bourbon.
Made out of Kentucky somewhere.
Yeah, it comes in this very extravagant box, blue box. Nice presentation. Got it as a gift.
What are you paying for it?
Yeah, I mean, if people coming over and they want a pretty good pour. I mean, it's a decent pour. I think it is.
Yeah, you come over and you open the, you bring out down the box from your shelf.
Yeah, and everybody's like, ooh, look at that.
Oh my God, it's in a special box. You know, I'm getting the good stuff. Gary's treating me right over here.
Yeah, I put my Michael Jackson gloves on, you know, for the presentation. Ooh.
You mean the lights that, the one glove that you have that lights up when you plug it in?
It does other things where I plug it into.
That's a different glove. Okay.
Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode, Searching for Pappy, Under the Radar Whiskey Review, and What's the Juice?
What's the Juice?
Anything else?
I have nothing.
Oh, so yeah, like I said earlier, BTAC, that'll be coming out here in the next few months. Good luck trying to find the bottle of that. The new MSRP is $150. It was $129 last year, and the year before that, it was like $110. So every year it's going up like $20
for what?
A bottle, a BTAC. Any bottle. Yeah, okay. That's the new price.
Are they all the same price?
Yep, $149.99.
Okay.
So wow. I think the George this year is one. The proof is $135. Okay. I don't know. I just read, but all the it's supposed to be a really good. The Eagle Rare 17 I heard was exceptional. I mean, they're always great. I mean, like they're the
of course,
my favorite five whiskeys.
That is my holy grail right there, Gary.
Me too.
Is
getting all five of them. Yeah.
I mean, it's like only if you go into maybe a charity drawing, you know, auction.
Yeah.
Not an auction, but like a charity drawing.
Yeah.
You might get lucky.
Yeah. And you know people too. I mean, here in Florida, we have the ABC Liquor Stores. They have the Vault. And they have Handy in there. And they have Weller, William Lee Weller. And they have Stag. They have those three in there.
Nice.
So I've gotten a Stag and a Weller. And I got those two from there, I think.
Okay.
The last few years. So anyway, we'll end it there. Irish whiskey episode will be coming up here in the near future. So stay tuned for that. Everybody, pay attention to our social medias. We always are putting new things out there as well. And our merch, bye.
Merch
on Amazon. I got a new design out if you haven't seen that. I mean, we put a little social media video did I put a video up? Yeah, I put a video up on that. Yeah,
they're nice quality shirts too. So
yeah, Amazon has those.
If you're looking for a shirt to lounge around in or
Chinese kids working away. I mean,
no. Give to your old lady, you know, to go to bed with.
Yeah, good Christmas present with the holidays coming up.
Get like an extra long.
Yeah, wear it as like a nightgown or something.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Take a look at Amazon, search for The Real Bourbon Bros podcast. We have four designs up there, maybe some more to come in the future. I think that's it, Steve. Until next time.
Cut it short.
Giddy up.
Enjoy.